Today's daf was Brachos Daf Chav Zayin. The Perek started off with a line of Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, how late a person can daven Shachris until Tanakama says until Chatzos, Rabbi Yehuda says until Dalet Shos. So the first topic that the Gemara deals with is when Rabbi Yehuda says Ad Dalet Shos, does he mean Ad V'Ad Bechal, including the fourth hour, or Ad V'Lo Ad Bechal, not including the fourth hour? The Gemara says, well, he can't possibly mean Ad V'Lo Ad Bechal, because then when he says that you could daven Musaf until the seventh hour, it would mean that you would not be allowed to daven Musaf at any point after Chatzos. And yet we know, we're going to learn in tomorrow's daf, that we have a conflict sometimes when it's the Zman Musaf and the Zman Mincha simultaneously. But that can't happen if the limit, the latest time to daven Musaf is Chatzos. So it has to be Ad V'Ad Bechlal. And that's how the Gemara paskins at the end, that we assume Ad V'Ad Bechlal, and that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And we make reference along the way to the two sides of the machlokas. What do you do when it's the zman for both musaf and mincha? Which one should you do first? Should we say you should do mincha first, shazu tadira v'zueina tadira, that tadir v'sheino tadir tadir kodem? Maybe you should do musaf first, shazu alveris v'zueina alveris, because the zman musaf is up a little bit earlier. The reason why we pass Nar Kabyudu, the Gemara says, is ho lutnan b'b'chirasa kavase, because we have a Mishnah like that in Maseches Idios, and Maseches Idios is very special. It's the choicest of our Mesorah, and therefore we accept the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara then records a machlokas, a mission really, that says that the man melted 4 hours into the day, but it tries to plug it into the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, because the pasuk implies that the man melted after Boker. So Gemara says, no, it means after some point in Boker. According to the Rabbanan, after the first half of Boker, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it means almost at the end of Boker, but a little bit before, because it used a double lashon of Boker ba Boker. So the Gemara then tells us that the time for Mincha, that is even though it's a machlokas in the Mishnah, it's unclear which way to paskin. The Gemara is not sure which way to paskin. On the one hand, we have a raya that maybe we should paskin to daven early, because Rav used to be matzli shel Shabbos, bar of Shabbos. He would daven Friday night marav early. On the other hand, Rav Huna and the Rabbanan never did that, so maybe you should only daven late after Shkia. So the Gemara says, Hashad delo itmar hilchza lo kamar velo kamar, da'avid kamar avid, da'avid kamar avid. Since we don't come to a final determination, not a paskin, so a person can choose whichever shita he prefers to paskin like. The Gemara on the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that you're also lavor connected to mispalin. You're not allowed to walk in front of somebody who's davening. But Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yassi Chalfi, even though Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yassi did walk in front of somebody davening, that was only chutz l'dalet amos. So apparently the halacha is, if you're beyond 4 amos from the person, then you are allowed to walk in front of somebody davening. And along the way, we quoted a braisa that tells us that only a Talmud Chaver is allowed to daven behind the Rebbe. Davening behind the Rebbe is a problem, either because it looks like you are, Rashi says, or as Tosa says, it looks like perhaps one is being mishtachave to the Rebbe if they daven behind the Rebbe. Toward the middle of the Amud, the Gemara tells us that Rav would daven Shal Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. He would daven Marav, Friday night Marav early, and Rabbi Yoshia would daven Motsoi Shabbos Marav early. So the Gemara says, great, they davened early. Would Rav also say Kiddush early? Kiddush alakos? Would Rabbi Yoshia also say Havdalah alakos early? And the answer to both of those questions is yes. One is allowed to say Kiddush early alakos. One is allowed to say Havdalah alakos. No ner, obviously, but is allowed to say Havdalah alakos early as well. And then the final discussion of the Gemara is that the Mishnah had said Tfilas ha'erev ein lakeva. So the Gemara says that must mean ein lakeva means Tfilas Arvis Roshos, because this is a machlokas, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, whether Tfilas Arvis is Chova or Roshos, where Rabbi Gamliel said it was Chova, Rabbi Yeshua said it was Roshos. Rabbi Gamliel was so offended that Rabbi Yeshua said Roshos, and then he denied it when he was called on the carpet for it, that Rabbi Gamliel humiliated Rabbi Yeshua publicly, and that led to Rabbi Gamliel's own demise from the position of Nasi, a story that continues, Mirz Hashem, in tomorrow's death.